This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is Montreal County Ag Agent Jim Hennessy. And Jim, some welcome rain this past week across the region, but with it, some cold temps and even frost. What does this mean for our spring's work?
Temperatures at freezing or below for an extended period of time could cause damage to some crops with crazy temps that we've seen over this last weekend. Producers should be out, they should be scouting their fields, and temperatures usually below 32 will cause water, which is in the plant cells, to freeze and then cause damage. Every species of crop is different, wheat versus soybeans versus corn versus canola. So they're all different, but it can cause damage and actually slow down the crop as far as how it progresses.
All right, good stuff, Jim. And hey, we'll have more on frost when we come back.
The Minot Hot Tots and Honeybees are back in action this summer at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. The schedule is packed with even bigger and better theme nights, fun promotions for the whole family, warm summer evenings, and of course, baseball and softball. The fun starts on May 26th at 6:35 p.m., but you can go to hottotsbaseball.com or honeybeesoftball.com today to see what's in store this season.
Skydancer Casino and Resort presents a night of gaming and entertainment with country superstar Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. Join him for an outdoor concert July 12th. Tickets for this country superstar are only $70, but will increase to $75 30 days before the show. So go to SkydancerCasino.com to buy your tickets early and save.
Talking frost with Jim Hennessy today on Ag Issues. And Jim, crop damage could be a result here as well. Some advice.
A lot of times on our staging, as far as these crops, for example, like corn, if it's 6 inches tall or less, most time will recover quite nicely. Same with small grains. We look at a 5-leaf or less, or jointing and below, and it'll come back. Basically, it'll burn those leaves off, stool out even thicker. When we get into soybeans at a 28 to 32 degrees, we can run into problems and probably not as tolerable as far as those low temps. And then when we look at crops like flax, most time we're looking at about a 28 degree difference there. Sunflowers, we can get down to temperatures of 25 to 26 degrees. And then when we look at alfalfa, we can get down in the low 20s.
All right, good stuff, Jim. And hey, that brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Minot Hot Tots Baseball, by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.